Welcome, everyone. Dr. Mike Reed from CMI. Welcome to today's Master Talk. And today we're talking about thumping your competition. What I mean by that title is we're talking about the importance of your digital marketing presence. And a number of years ago, those of you who followed me over the years, you know I've searched high and low for effective websites that worked. One of the common questions I was getting from doctors around the world was, hey, Mike, my website's not working. It's not attracting new ones. So I started to delve into a website design, and that eventually took me to really researching a lot of the effectiveness of digital marketing, which include your SEO, your SEM, and everything that you could do through social media. And I searched high and low for a number of companies, and the company that I chose to work with in our practice and to beta test for a future project was a company called Thump Local. So on tonight's Master Talk, I have with us Ron Wilpon, who's a senior VP, and Kelly Ray, the vice president of Thump Local, who are going to be walking us through a presentation on what doctors can do to get the SEO, the SEM, and more effective website presence so that when people are looking for their chiropractor, they're hopefully going to be choosing you, that doctor who's out there in the internet ether and looking to attract more of their presence. So Kelly and Ron, I want to thank you for joining us on this Master Talk.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you so much for having us tonight. Ron and myself are glad to be here. Right, Ron?
I really appreciate it to be a part of this.
You know, social media has really evolved over the years. And, you know, website is a portal into a doctor's practice. But, you know, they've got to have a presence with regards to you know, different key components. And most doctors are not aware of the Google AdWords, the proper power listings, citations, things like your social media, how frequent they should be doing it, things like Google reviews. So Kelly, let's just start with the basic foundations of, you know, from your experience, and both Ron and Kelly, you guys can jump in. You know, where should a doctor really start to build a foundation for a better digital marketing presence?
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and start with this one. And let me see, Mike, if we can get the PowerPoint up and going a little bit better full screen while we're doing this.
Sure.
One of the things that we have to take a look at when we're doing this is your website. The website is sort of the beginning of everything for you. And Thump has really built its reputation on building beautiful custom sites. And that is something that we're very excited about, is what it is that we do for our clients. So I tell you what, Ryan, why don't you start just a little bit about who Thump is on that side of it, and then we'll go from there.
So my name's Ron Wilpon. Our offices are in New York. I have been in marketing advertising for about 30 years, 10 years. I spent working for a company called AT&T doing digital marketing. They happened to own a small company called AT&T Advertising Solutions, and they were arguably the largest digital marketing company in the world. They had almost 1 million clients. Someday we're going to all read some great Harvard business studies on how to ruin a brand, because when AT&T sold that division out of its company to a investment house in New York, they proceeded to basically destroy the brand. But so I came from this industry where I spent probably the 10 years that I was with AT&T, I probably spoke to and met with between 9,000 and 10,000 individual business owners, big, large, and small, all kinds of sizes, shapes, lawyers, doctors, plumbers, you name it. Just people that were trying to figure out how to build their business. And we proceeded to build what we considered to be the better mousetrap. So a year and a half out, and we're specifically with intestinal fortitude, totally focused on taking care of what the specific client needs online. It's not the old way the bigger companies did it, was you had to fit our mousetrap or our shape, and we do it totally different. So we've taken what we thought were the good parts of some of these companies and then just taking it to the next level. So we're a full service agency out of Long Island, New York. We do everything from the design, build, and launching of websites. We do on-site SEO best practices. We do off-site SEO best practices. We do social media, email campaigns, SEM. We manage people's vast listings across the internet. And a big thing that we spend a lot of time on is building and promulgating companies' reviews online, which is such a big source for both revenue generation, which is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So everything that we do, when I talk about social media or ratings and reviews or listings, or if I talk about blogging or article writing or linking of articles to websites, all these different things are all part of SEO.
So, let me just jump in here for a sec, Ron, because it's really important that we explain and just bring this down. If you could say in a thumbnail, SEO, to most doctors who are not familiar with search engine optimization, what would that mean to the average person out there as applied to their website?
Well, when somebody talks about search engine optimization, they're talking basically about optimizing, for lack of a better, optimizing how well their site is seen or comes up in a query or a result when somebody's searching for the services that they provide in the areas that they provide. Because Google basically has three components, really two, but three components. It's paid inclusion, which is SEM, search engine marketing, where I buy keywords on an auction and show up based upon my budget as much as I can possibly afford. And SEO is search engine optimization, where I'm doing things to my website and my presence online that helps my website be found more often than not, especially when you're talking about your own backyard and your local area, to be the king of your area. Search engine optimization has different meanings to different people. There are a number of companies that are out there. You get calls all the time. I am a search engine optimization company. I'll charge you $79 a month, and I'm going to get to the first page of Google. And there are companies that charge all sorts of monies to do what is called in the industry black hat SEO work, which is doing things that are not natural with your website to get you to get to the front page of Google based upon Google's current algorithms. So without getting, it's hard to give a snapshot of this whole idea, but you got to understand that Google changes their algorithms or how things are seen. They change them all the time. So people can't circumvent coming up with the real responses or the accurate unpaid responses for when somebody makes a query. So by doing things, by doing things like managing your listings across the internet to make sure that your name and your phone number and your address is consistent across every kind of online local digital directory there is, or to manage your social media and be active on that, or to manage that you have ratings and reviews on Google and Facebook and all that. All these different things are all components that help to get your website a better quality score, which in turn enhances your optimization of your website, which in turn has your website show up more often than not.
So let's just talk a little bit about that, because I really want to touch on the things that I found have been effective, such as the Google star reviews. And that's one thing that your company attracted me with regards to one of the, I guess you could say, the SEO tools that you had. And I found that it's been extremely responsive, because one of the things that we've noticed, Ron and Kelly, is that people will look at Google reviews, and my rule of thumb is fivefold over your competition. So the doctors who are listening, you want to check out your competition around you, make sure you can have at least fivefold over everybody else. And I love what you guys do with the Google star reviews.
Yes, and I appreciate that, Mike, because we've really been able to work with this. And what we've been able to do is, and I'm sorry, I was trying to find that slide for us real quick, is simplify, as you said, what it is that we're doing. Now, we all know that we want reviews. And one of the biggest reasons that we want the reviews is that consumers say about 92% that they are actually reading reviews and it's helping them in their decision-making process. And 74% of those say that, you know, they won't select a business that have poor reputation or don't have a lot of reviews. So this is what your reviews do for you. When you take a look at it, they actually will take for you, and it's like your referral online. We all talk about working off a referral. So think of your reviews online as an actual referral. We make it easy for your patients, for your end user, to give you those reviews. And when I say that we make it easy for them, what we actually do is we work with you to either get your consumer, your patient's email address or their mobile number. We can do it either way, and we actually get really great results off of mobile requests. But we send something to them very easy. It's well worded. We work with you on the phrasing of it. Please review our friends at, in this case, Health First Chiropractic. They open up the email or the text message. Let's just start with an email. And in there, it says, you know, thank you so much. We're always trying to improve. Tell us a little bit about your visit. Was it good or was it bad? Well, they have two choices. They can either, you know, click good or click bad. Or really a third choice, they could ignore it. But if they click good or bad, when they do that, and let's say they click good, they can rate you a 3, 4, or 5 right there in that moment. They can fill out a little box that tells why they love you. And then they have to sign in with either Facebook, Google, or with their email through the Review Stars program. But we make it really simple. We're not asking them to go somewhere, put in another URL, put in a code, or do anything else. We're containing it all in this one email for them. And because of that, we have a really high rate of return for our clients requesting reviews. Now, if for some reason they didn't have a great experience, they can click on, yeah, wasn't so great. Okay, we all deal with consumers. You are not perfect. You're going to have reviews that aren't so great. So let them address that. They click on that. It opens it up. I'm so sorry to hear that. We're always trying to improve. Please tell us a little bit about your experience. Again, we're asking for their feedback, but we're not asking them to go anywhere else to do it. They get to fill out their box, rate you a 1 or 2. Okay, it's going to happen. And then at that point in time, they still have to log in with either Google, Facebook, or their email address. So there's no blind review there. And at that point in time, all of your reviews are captured in a dashboard for you. And you can see them whenever you go anywhere or whenever you log into it. But the cool thing is that if it's a great review, it gets released to the internet, to the digital realm, whether they logged in with Facebook or they logged in with their Google. It's either going to go to Facebook or your Google My Business, your mapping.
And yeah. I love that component because essentially we're filtering, you know, our reviews because every chiropractor out there has got a 1 somewhere or they're going to get a 1. And that's like a shot to the head because it does affect your business. And I see right there on your slide, you said 1 star can result in a change in 5 to 9%. I'm going to suggest it's probably more than that, but I fully get it.
Yep. And that's that 1 star difference. But the other thing too, is when you do get that 1 or 2 star and it's going to happen, it is housed in your dashboard. They've gotten to say their piece. You're alerted either way, whether it's a good or bad review that you've gotten a review. But if it's one of those that's not so pleasant, it's in your dashboard. You get to read it. You can reply to it, figure out what was going on. Sometimes it has nothing to do with your service, but it has to do with some billing error or anything like that. But it does not get released to Google or Facebook unless you do something we call unparking it. So it is staying in that dashboard until you decide whether or not, or if you even want to release it. And that is huge. It is allowing you to control how your information is being released out there because it can be deadly. I mean, I've had clients that we've worked with that the review had nothing to do with their service. It was an estimate they gave. It was a completely different business, but it's gotten tagged to their business and it's running around out there about them on the search engines and in social media, and you as the business owner don't know how to fix it. Well, we can definitely take a hold of that and make sure that that is corrected. Excuse me for that. Make sure that you know what information is being said out there about you. And that is so important to know that information. And that's where our ratings and reviews are very healthy. But the other thing is with that, you're also, when you send your consumer someplace else to do something, like you're handing them a card and going, please log into, you know, this URL or this website and give us a rating, or make sure you go to Google and find us and rate us. You're asking the consumer, who is already swamped and up to their eyeballs on a daily basis, to go do one more thing. And they all have the best intentions to do it, but it gets forgotten. It gets put on the back burner. The card gets lost. They just don't take the time. So with us sending them an email or a text message on your behalf, working with you, and we call them campaigns, we are able to gather those reviews for you in a very timely manner, in an easy way for your end user. And because of that, they love it and they'll do it. They love y'all. They just don't have the time to go tell anybody.
And you know what I love too, Kelly, what I love is that, you know, just to simplify for the doctors, we just send, you know, an Excel spreadsheet with name, email, and text. And this is important. I want you to touch on that mobile responsiveness, because everyone responds to their mobile phones. I mean, we're sort of brainwashed and trained to respond every time we hear that beep. And it's easier for someone to do it on their cell than it is to go home and do it on their computer. So yes. I love the idea that it's mobile responsive, that we can now text. And just for the doctors listening, we send this out once a month, and then all of a sudden we'll see boop, 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 boop. We'll see the reviews coming in on Google and Facebook, which really, really does help your ranking. So we look at our competition around us. We want to make sure that we're, you know, ranked.
Absolutely. It is so very important. And it does really help the consumers now. They are looking at it. 92% are reading them. And when they look for it, they look at the amount of reviews that you have and the amount of time between your reviews, because that's also very important. So we're gathering that information for you. We're making it easy for you, the doctors, and for your end users to take part in this.
Kelly and Ron, one of the questions I get a lot from my doctors is how much should I be spending on Google AdWords every month? And this is important because, you know, it's sort of that game that we're playing out there. Who's maybe spending a little bit more on the Google AdWords? Because, you know, one of the analytics that I look at when a patient comes in, I'll ask them, you know, how did you find my practice? And they said, well, I found you online. I did a Google search. I said, oh, just out of curiosity, what keywords did you use? And what's really interesting is that in this last 2 weeks, the common ones that kept coming up was chiropractor near me. And I know we put some energy and money into those key Google words. So let's talk a little bit about that and why it's so important, and, you know, what doctors can use to look at the analytics to choose the proper keywords.
Mm-hmm. Ron, do you want to start that?
Well, I'll take a stab at it. When somebody asks me specifically what's the proper budget to have, I kind of go the other way around. When I was trained with a very large company about being able to take this budget that they're giving me, and I could say to them, based upon your budget, you'll be getting between 16 and 42 and a half phone calls a month. Yeah, we were trying to presuppose what was exactly going to happen, and we're taking guesses at, you know, was a good budget or not a good budget. So, I mean, I don't know how Kelly does it down there. I know how I do it up here, because the people up in New York, probably most metro areas, have been hurt by internet marketing companies that have had them spend top dollar and then they've walked away with not great results. I kind of do it the other way, where we figure out, based upon a geography, we figure out what's a good average daily budget that a doctor can afford, or any business, but what can they afford on an average on a daily basis, how many days a week the ad needs to be up, and we come up with a budget that makes economic sense for them. Once we start the campaign, and we put into play a thing called keyword level attribution, which is we marry searches to phone calls. So we know which keywords you're getting the phone calls and which are not. And that's how we optimize the campaign over time. Based upon the budget that we choose to begin with, you know, we'll keep on looking at these programs based upon that budget, depending upon the volume of phone calls and the need of the business for new patients in this particular case. That's when we adjust a campaign up or down. It just depends. We don't lock people into budgets for long term. We are truly basically your outsourced search engine marketing guy sitting in the room next to you, turning on and turning off the volume of your campaign, depending upon your needs. You can't
really
tell somebody what you can or can't do. I can tell you that I take a round number of $1,000 or $2,000. Take a number like that. You're only talking about between, you know, like $30 and $60 a day of bidding on AdWords on Google, you know, if you're open 5 days a week. So if it's 6 days a week, it's even less. That's not a big number to spend to market your business on the most important and the most valuable place in the world to be, which is on the first page of Google. So you start with something that somebody can afford, $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month or whatever it is, somewhere around there. And then you set this thing afloat, depending upon the geography and the areas of the country, maybe different kinds of keywords are being used. We set a campaign live and we watch it grow. And we constantly work towards optimizing it based on the software that we have that can tell us which keywords are getting the phone calls and which are not. And then it's up to the client as to, are these enough phone calls? Am I getting the right kind of phone calls in the right area? And is it bringing in revenue? And then based upon that, you figure out what's your best budget. I'm not going to tell you what your best budget is. I can tell you what's an inefficient budget, and I can tell you what is a decent budget to start. But as you go along, then you decide, you know, what's the volume of phone calls that you really need, you know, to increase the empty, you know, space in your office, you know, the opportunity that you have available, because a lot of docs are full. If you're a new office, you're starting from scratch, you got to go hog wild crazy on Google for a while. If you're a mature office and you're just trying to fill up empty, you know, hours here and there where you're just filling in or backfilling in because you have a lot of patients, you know, you obviously don't need that kind of a budget. This stuff marries and goes hand in hand with everything that you do with social media and your ratings and reviews and whatnot. So it's all kind of interconnected, and we try and not push anybody into any specific kind of budget for any of these things, but we start out with something that's reasonable and responsible and then grow from there.
Mm-hmm. And what goes with that is when we're looking at this, we're really, and what Ron was getting to is that we custom build these programs. So we've developed a program with Dr. Mike that is really supporting Dr. Shireen in the Richmond market. Again, we take a look at the area in which you're wanting to advertise in, you know, where are you pulling from? And then we go, okay, how are people looking for this type of business online? Like Dr. Mike was saying, one of the biggest things that we see now, when one of the terms that Google says is the hottest for geotags, is near me, something near me. So chiropractors near me, chiropractic practice near me, or in the area. Because people are looking for things that are around them. And with chiropractors, you're usually very geo-targeted. You're usually within certain areas. So we really work with you, and we can cut the programs on and off depending on the times of day. If you don't want anybody to be able to click on your paid ad at night because you don't have anybody there, or maybe not on the weekends, but it all works together. The paid really helps to drive traffic right now. And the way that we track that traffic is through a dashboard that we do with you. And I'm going to get to that real quick to show you. Here we go, the all-in-one dashboard. And what this does, this is allows us to put all of your tracking in one place for you. Now, as far as your SEM is concerned, or your paid placement on Google, Yahoo, and Bing, we can do Google, we could do Yahoo, we could do Bing. I always suggest all three because it's like having three doors open to your practice. But we're getting you in front of people that might be looking for migraine help, you know, leg cramps, They may not know that they need a chiropractor, but they have symptoms that y'all could work with. And so we build out these campaigns based on services. It could be branding with your name. It could just be a geographic area, and it has more of a medical tone to it as well. But when we build this out, we put this all into a comprehensive dashboard for you where you can log in and you get to see who called you, when they called you, listen to the call, what did they click on to get there? You know, how many times did we get to show you to generate that click? All of that information is in one place with you, but we just don't give it to you and go, have at it. We actually work with you. We can do it over the phone. We can do it depending on where you are in person. It's a little bit harder right now, but we definitely will work with you so that you understand everything that you're getting within your program with us. And then we fine tune it. It was like Ron saying, we don't tell you you got to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars because you don't. But what I will tell you is that every market is different. And this is what drives that market. How many chiropractors are in your area? How many people are searching for it? It's a bidding process. So you're looking at the competition out there and you're looking for the consumer, the end user. And that's who we're putting you in front of. But it's not a one size fits all. It is going to vary by size of market and by the amount of competition that you have in your market. But we will work with you to get you the best program that we can.
And Kelly, you know, one of the things that I've noticed too, and this is something that comes up with a lot of doctors' websites that I've looked at, and just mm-hmm. those doctors who are on, you know, let's call that, are not familiar with myself or new to the CMI world. I'm a chiropractor, 25 years in practice, with a strong, I guess you could say, ability to focus on marketing. And my mm-hmm. wife, Shereen, has a practice, and I focus a lot on, you know, what's working and what doesn't work. And what I love about these guys at Thump Locals are working with me to really sort of help tighten that niche for the chiropractors. And one of the things that I really liked was the power listings with citations. A lot of the doctors do not have the proper citations, nor are they listed on the proper listings, Kelly. So if you can touch base on that, I think that's critical because people will search different search engines and look for you, and you want to have that presence. There it is right there.
Absolutely. So what we do with the power listings, we partner that with Google My Business. The power listings is really, it's your information that's out there running around, not just on the paid placement in the search engines, but this really drives that, if you could see me, I'm doing air quotes, free section on the search engines. It's not free. You're always going to pay somebody to work with your website to get you there. But what we do is we take a look at how do you want your name? How should your name be? Where should the dots or commas be? Are there any additional spaces? Are people you looking you up by your name? Or are they looking you up by a practice name? And we take and we work with you to make sure that that information is correct. So your name, your address, is there a suite? What is spelled out? All of that. Because if you think about it, the search engines and the directories do not see ABCs and 123s. The search engines and directories see codes. They see the stuff that's running around on the backside, the dots and dashes. So we have to make sure just via your name, your address, your phone number, that all of those dots and dashes match up. Because that is a huge driver, huge, huge driver. For the search engine, for the algorithms, the crawlers that are looking around on the backside that go, hey, this is the same business, or they, wait a minute, there's some additional code here, so that's probably not the same business. So we take a look at all of that and making sure it gets mapped out. And then along with that, we help you with your Google My Business, which is your mapping section. And what that does is that really helps you, and it does drive the Google mapping section, but that's where we can put some pictures up of the practice. We need a front picture, maybe a picture of you, the doctor, some patients, some great things going on the inside. It also ties your reviews that we've brought in. So that also gets to be part of that as well with your Google My Business. We put office hours in there. We can actually do posts. Google is loving things now that are interactive. They want to see more information there and they want to see it updated. So what we're doing is we're making you more relevant. We're making you more attractive to the Google algorithm as it goes along. And that helps you in the mapping section, but it's also helping you in the organic section of these search engines. And that is huge. Your information is cleaned up, it's corrected. Then we've got your Google My Business stuff going on. And again, like I said, Google is even allowing postings there now, like Facebook, like the social. They want to see that update continually because now you're really great at what you do. And they're going, they're sharing information. They're busy. They're doing stuff. We like them. We're going to show them more often. So the power listing cleanup with the Google My Business is great for your off website or off-site organics. It's a must.
And your ThumbLocal is also offering social media posting, so the Facebook and things like that, that, you know, a lot of doctors claim they don't have time to do, and I get it. You know, if you don't have time to do it, you're running a busy practice, and you want a stronger Facebook presence, you guys can also do a lot of the ads. And I also want you to touch on the importance of video, because video is huge right now. And, you know, I just ran a marketing seminar this last week in Kelly, and a lot of doctors don't have a clue on how to do Facebook Live or how to do camera video shoots, audio. I mean, they're not doing any of this. And I would say it's probably 95% of the profession. So if you can touch base on importance of tying these two in together.
Sure. Social is huge for any type of business right now, but it needs to be done right. And there's a difference between a post, a boosted post, and an ad. So those are three very different things. A post is me going on and showing a picture of one of my dogs. Hey, that's a great thing. But a boosted post is now I've taken that and I've added a little bit of oomph to it because I want it to show up in more places in a public way. But then you've got the Facebook ads. Those are the ads that are coming in through the live feed. And we can take and tailor who it is that we're trying to put you in front of along with the ads. You can do a little bit with the boosted post, but the ads are a better way to go. You are being more interactive. Now, with your social, you can put up another picture of your office, and that's great, but that's not really telling anybody about it. You want to show somebody that's looking warm, fuzzy, and happy. That's being social about your office. And with your ads, you can send people to your website. You can promote your Facebook page. You can get people to claim an offer, so you can use a special offer in your ads. You've got your video that you can do, which is making it more interactive. And again, the more interactive you are, the better the digital world loves you. They want to see you doing stuff and they want to see people clicking on it and staying with it, you know, because if they're doing that, you've got something to say or read or show and people are listening. And the social side of it, they love that.
And I think it's also consistency, Kelly, because I find a lot of doctors don't stay consistent. They start and they stop. And consistency is critical in everything that you do for ranking as well. So maybe you can touch a bit of that, because doctors will say to me, you know, I'm not seeing any traction and I'm not getting any new patients. And it can take 3 to 6 months before your ranking actually increases.
Absolutely. And that's what they expect. Oh, Ron, go ahead.
Just a quick second, because managing the expectations of our clients is a big thing. Because, I mean, if you're looking for phone calls tomorrow, you know, you're putting all your eggs in one basket and you're putting your, you know, you're going to the largest phone book in the country, which is the world, which is Google. And you're putting ads on Google and you're getting phone calls. Facebook is more of a branding tool that does take a while to work. And you have to go at it for a while. It's a long-term process. It takes months and years to get the thing where you need to be. You need to build an audience, you know? So you need to build your followers first, and then you have to go out and you have to find specific groups and demographics of people that may need the services. And then you're posting like a billboard, an offer. You know, it's much more branding than it is. It's creative advertising as opposed to directional, which is what people used to do in the phone book, but it's now the new phone book is Google. So managing people's expectations is a big deal. If it's phone calls and that's all somebody's interested in, that's one thing. If it's, you know, starting to build a brand and awareness and build a need, maybe sometimes where there isn't one, then you're starting about branding and creative. they both work hand in hand. It's just, again, this is, it's all built upon what the client needs, you know, what their needs and wants are.
We're just coming up to about 35 minutes, Kelly, so I'd like to open up for some Q&A. We've got a number of doctors on this call, so if you have a question, docs, I'm just going to unmute, and if you have a question and you'd like to ask Kelly or myself or Ron a question, just feel to go ahead and jump in. And if they want to get hold of your company to find out more about your services, Kelly, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
Sure. We have a link through with you, Dr. Mike, where the people can go through and come directly through your information. I know you're going to post that. They can also come right to our website, which is Thump Local, T-H-U-M-P, local.net, thumplocal.net. And that lists all of the products and services that we offer, because there is so much more than what we discussed tonight. And I would love to talk to anybody and everybody about that. And my email is kelly@thumplocal.com. And you can reach out to me with your questions as well. And love to sit down and talk to you.
And Kelly, they can sit down and talk to you. You can take a look at what they're doing for the marketing efforts. There's no obligation to start, but you can also start them slowly, just maybe doing some, you know, some simple things like some Google AdWords or a little bit of SEO, SEM. So you can start small and build as your volume and new patients grow as well.
Yes. And I always tell people too that one of the best places to start is, let us take a look at your information online and do what we call a listing scan for you, and then also take a look at your reviews. But getting those power listings and your Google My Business cleaned up and running properly, those are two of the most important things, especially when you're just starting into the digital realm.
All right. So, docs, if you have a question, all you have to do is click on that mic that's on your control panel, and or you can put a question into the chat room. Brad's asking, hello, everyone. Thanks. Can I speak? So Brad, your mic is on. You should be able to.
Can you hear me, guys?
We can, Brad. Yeah.
Hi, Brad.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot for sharing and giving us the information. Anyway, I have a quick question. I just started a new division of my office. Mike knows about it. Kind of a spinal decompression wing of the office, and I'm just getting it up and running. I've got my website. It's kind of gone through the SEO combs and it's pretty good. We're in the process of adding a lot more video to it. And I've started doing Facebook posts, generally speaking twice a day, putting out some video, some articles. Google's a little bit confusing to me.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out or determine. It seems as though Google Plus is probably the least traction area of Google. Is that right? So would it be Google AdWords first, organic listings?
Yeah, Google Plus is really kind of morphed into the GMB, the Google My Business page. Google Plus is not really a topic of discussion in my realm anymore. It's more about your GMB page.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I'm doing as well.
Yeah, and so I explained it. I had a meeting with a couple of the guys from Google one time, and they were talking about Google Plus, and Google Plus was Google's version of Facebook. They just didn't tell anybody.
Right.
So what it's done is they like for you to have a Google Plus page. Of course, anything with a Google tag on it, they love you even more in the organic section.
Uh-huh.
But like Ron was saying, the Google My Business, there's so much that you can do with that GMB listing now that it's extremely powerful.
Right. Yeah, I'm doing both, actually. But yeah, I just wanted to get your take on it. It doesn't seem like anybody goes on Google Plus at all.
What market, what city are you in? It's your practice.
I'm in Burlington, Ontario, just outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Up past the snow line here.
So it's a small rural area,
about 180,000 people.
Mm-hmm. That's one, because two posts a day. You just got to make sure, as you get feedback from people that follow you, that you don't want to annoy people.
Right.
If you have something good to talk about, by all means, go ahead. Like, it's like when we talk about videos and they always talk about, you don't need a 15 or 30 second video. That's not true as well. If you have something that important that you have to say or present in any topic on social media, as long as it's pertinent and valuable, people will listen to it. So feel free. You know, you're not looking at having a little snippet of a 15 or a 30 second video, especially when you're talking about, you know, medical issues and pain issues and whatnot. You have the ability to talk at length about a particular subject.
Right. Okay. The other question I had was generally, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're doing all the things that are necessary to build an aggressive presence online. How are your, like, you have a lot of reviews?
No, because I haven't really got it going yet. I've only got one or two reviews.
Okay.
Generally speaking, how long does it take to get listed on Google? I hear different answers from a month to 6 months to...
What do you mean by listed? You're talking about your Google My Business
like
thing?
Organic ranking for a new business.
Well, again, that really totally depends on the geography, the competition, you know, types of businesses in your area. There's a lot of things that come into play. It could take an awful long time. It really depends on the website and how it was built. That's a hard question to answer. It could be the realm.
Yeah. It's going to go back, Brad, to market. I tell people, usually if you're looking at it organically, organic is a labor of love. There's only so many positions on the first page of Google, and you got to knock somebody out. And if it's somebody who's well established, it's going to take a little bit longer to get that ranking up there. But when you're looking organically on the search, you're looking at probably about 6 months.
Okay.
The Google My Business, again, that controls the mapping. So there's a lot of right stuff that you can do along with that is going to help your overall organic ranking. But it's going to really depend on market size, competition, and the length of time those other websites, you know, have been on there. What is their quality as well? So there's a lot of things that go into that we take a look at when we're working with our clients.
Right. Do you guys have like a general review package kind of thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brad.
One of the things that are on the top of that list for GMB pages and map pack listings and whatnot are the reviews. The amount of reviews, the relevance, the newness of the reviews. Just if you had 86 reviews and the last review was 3 years ago, it falls out of favor with Google. So
right. This
is a constant churning of reviews. That's a big thing to focus in on. You got to know that Google spent hundreds of millions of dollars redesigning the GMB page the beginning of last year to incorporate third-party reviews. And then this past August, they changed the mobile GMB page to toggle back and forth from an overview to review status. They've spent a lot of money to focus in on reviews. I'm thinking Yelp had a lot to do with that. Yelp has its own issues, but Yelp was a great source where consumers went to get reviews. I think Google stands a much better chance with this because they are looked at with much more respect.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Yelp and the issues that Yelp has with their reviews.
Yeah. Right. And that's another conversation, but I know that we need to get this finished up, and we've touched on a few things tonight. And again, we would love to talk to y'all in more detail, and you can go through Dr. Mike, or you can come to thumplocal.net to get a hold of us that way. You can see Ron or myself on there on the team page. But one of the things to remember, and I'm finish it with this. With the search engines, it's all consumer driven. Okay. So if you go someplace and you have a bad experience there, are you going to return? Probably not. You might give them a first, you know, maybe a second or a third chance, but you're really not going to go back. And it's the same thing on whether it's Google, Yahoo, or Bing, or one of the other directories. They live and die by their users. So they are trying to do their very best to serve up the best information in the best format to that end user, to that consumer who we're all trying to get in front of. They change it up all the time. They look at it. They go, what's working, what's not working? Just like when we're building out a program for you, they're taking a look at it too, because if you don't go back as a consumer and continue to do your searches on Google, and other people don't go back and do searches on Google, Google's not making any money.
Right.
So the search engines, they're looking for that end user experience. And that's why they continue to change, but they also continue to invest in themselves. So Thump Local, we would love to absolutely work with you to build out programs that are going to help you and give you the real word on how this is going to happen and what you should expect. So I appreciate everybody's time tonight. Mike, thank you so much for having Ron and myself on and allowing us to share what Thump Local is doing and how we can best help the people that are listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Kelly and Ron, thanks for being on this Master Talk. And for those of you who want to get hold of Kelly or Ron, you just go to thumplocal.net/Dr. Mike. And that's just my promotional code. And you can talk to Kelly. She'll review your website, give you analysis at no charge. And then from there, if you want to employ their services, you can. So thanks again, folks, for being on. And thanks, Brad, for sharing a great question. And for those other doctors who join us in this Master Talk, until our next Master Talk, guys, keep practicing with passion. We'll talk to you all soon.
I'd love to have you subscribe, comment, like, and share this video with your friends. And don't forget to go to www.chiropractic-masters.com for more free practice building tools.